What is the reality of wealth of this world? The hadith speaks very clearly about the fact that there are three things that follow a person to the grave. Two remain with you, or two will return and one will remain with you. فَيَرْجِعُ اثْنَانُ وَيَبْقَى مَعَهُ وَاحِدٌ يَتْبَعُ أَهْلُ وَمَالُ وَعَمَلُ فَيَرْجِعُ أَهْلُ وَمَالُ وَيَبْقَى عَمَلُ. When you enter into the grave, the only thing that will remain with you is your good deeds. As for wealth, it will leave you. It will not enter with you into the grave. It will only go with you till the grave, and from that point onwards, it is now remains for your heirs. There is hadith of Mutarraf, who narrates from his father, who says that I came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he was reciting Al-Hakum al-Takathur, and then he said, Yaqulu ibn Adam, Mali, Mali. Man says, my wealth, my wealth. وَهَلَّكَ يَبْنَ آدَمْ مِنْ مَالِكِ إِلَّا مَا أَكَلْتَ فَأَفْنَيْتَ أَوْ لَبِسْتَ فَأَبْلَيْتَ أَوْ تَصَدَّقْتَ فَأَمْضَيْتَ. But what is really your wealth? Your wealth is what you ate and you perished it, or you wore it and you made it old, or you gave charity and you sent it ahead. Now that is your wealth. The rest is not your wealth. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam put it in a form of a rhetorical question to the Sahaba and said, أَيُّكُمْ مَالُ وَارِثِهِ أَحَبُّ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ مَالِهِ. To whom of you the wealth of your inheritors are more beloved to you than your own wealth? Unless you don't know, Allah, none of us would like that our inheritors' wealth be more beloved to us than our own wealth. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, فَإِنَّ مَالَهُ مَا قَدَّمَ وَمَالُ وَارِثِهِ مَا أَخَرَ. The wealth of your own wealth is what you've sent ahead, and the wealth of your inheritance is that which you kept, which you left behind. So a person will not benefit from your wealth except what you sent ahead, what you spent in the path of Allah. As for what you ate, as for what you dressed, that is yours because it has already been used up for you, even if it's done with a good intention. Will a person be rewarded for that in general? If you did it with the right intention, following the sunnah, then yes, you will attain a reward. لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ وَمَا تُنْفِقُوا مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بِهِ عَلِيمٌ. Allah says that you will not attain true piety until you spend that which is most beloved to you. And whatever you spend, Allah is fully aware of it. Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu would not be impressed with any wealth. He would not be impressed with any wealth except that which he was to spend in the path of Allah. That would give him great joy and that would give him great happiness. What he was going to spend in the path of Allah, that was something that was pleasing to him. But other than that, he wasn't really impressed with wealth as such. And it is for that reason, he was on a conveyance one day on a camel. He was impressed by this. He felt good about the camel itself for a moment, and he felt impressed by it. And what was his response to that? Immediately, he felt that his heart has been impacted. He felt that his heart has been impacted, and to deal with that, he immediately dismounted the camel. And he started leading it, and then he gave it in the path of Allah. So this is the reality of wealth, that wealth will only be with you for a short while. Think about what you've sent ahead to the Akhirah. That is what you've eternalized. That is what you have given longevity to. So let us do the best what we could with wealth, and that is utilize it by giving it an eternal existence, and that is by sending it to the Akhirah so that we can attain a reward for it. May Allah grant us the reality and understanding.